On Thursday afternoon, more than 200 students, faculty, and staff gathered in front of Waite Chapel to observe a moment of solidarity in light of yesterday's passage of HB 2. The event was led by Angela Mazaris of the LGBTQ Center. She calls the portion of the bill that's received the most media attention a red herring.
Everyone in our state wants to be able to pee in peace, and that is absolutely their right. There is absolutely no data, and there has been extensive research on whether there are rises in violent crime and sexual assault after the passage of similar non-discrimination policies. And nationwide, there is zero evidence.
For the rest of the day, if you need support, if you need love, if you need a hug, if you need to punch something.
Transgender student Danny Benitez identifies as genderqueer. She says she was devastated by the passage of HB 2.
And all I could think about last night was all those trans teens out there that are on the brink of suicide. And this bill passing is like, you know, is there hope for us? Is there a future for us?
This bill is more than who gets to use what bathroom. The new law also keeps local governments from making rules on wages, benefits, and employee protections. Wake Forest University Dean of the Divinity School, Gail O'Day, says that while she's disturbed by the bill's content, equally troubling for her was the hurried way in which it was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor McCrory within 2 hours of its passage.
He could have waited. There was no need. It's not like it was going to run out. And how about actually hearing from your constituents once they knew there was a bill, before you even talk about the content? How about actually using the democratic process? But no. And just that makes a mockery of the bill itself.
House Bill 2 was passed overwhelmingly by the Republican-led State House and Senate. For WFDD News, I'm David Ford.